got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, one of the hardest quizzes is coming to Geelong this Friday night to the Geelong Arts Centre.
Yes, the man himself, Tom Gleeson, joins us right now. Good afternoon, Tom.
Oh, g'day. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Now, hard quiz, Tom. Obviously, it started as a segment on a TV show on the ABC. It turned into its own TV show. Essentially, you're pitting four people against each other with their own preferred topic for a quiz, right, that you host. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so four self-declared experts usually come on the quiz and I ask them very difficult questions and make them sort of regret coming on the show for the entire duration of the show.
Right.
And so now it's a stage show as well that you're bringing here to Geelong. And how does it work? Do you prepare the questions on the spot or do people come, like, are people already lined up for the Geelong show?
Well, what we do is I get the contestants out of the crowd. So if you want to play, I choose them out of the crowd. And usually there's, to be fair, too many to pick from because a hard quiz audience, they're an extroverted bunch and pretty noisy, I've found, and they're not afraid to put their hand up. But the way I actually do it is we have four subjects that we run with on the night and I try to find the best person for each subject out of the crowd.
Ah, okay. All right.
So because now this, I'll be honest, Tom, for a segment on another ABC show, this show's made you a lot of money by the sounds of it. When you first started doing hard quiz, did you think it was going to get to shows all around the country?
No, I didn't think that I'd end up hosting a quiz show that would play large theatres all around Australia for over a year. No, I didn't. I really didn't.
Okay.
I mean, it's ludicrous. Can you imagine any other quiz doing this? Really? Can you imagine Eddie Maguire doing Hot Seat around Australia at an entertainment centre?
I reckon Tim would go along to that.
That'd be fantastic. I'd go to all the quiz shows. Because then he'd get political, he'd get booed off stage. All right, next town, let's do it all again. But I imagine with your roasting capabilities that you do for these audience members while you're quizzing them, it's all kind of contained and expected, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, I mean, this is a great thing. Like, I mean, how many massive TV stars like me would actually tell an audience that you can, you know, buy a ticket, turn up and just pay me out to my face. I think there aren't many celebrities that would be happy to do that. I receive the feedback, I listen to the feedback and then I give feedback to you.
Tom, we saw the announcement that the Logies are going to be happening in Sydney this year. You are the Gold Logie prophet himself. Have you got any front runners at the moment that you're thinking you might back this year?
Yes, well, I think I definitely know it's going to happen. So when I won the Gold Logie, everyone said that the Logies were going to end. And then they did. They ended for 3 years. And then when they came back, Hamish Blake won for Lego Masters. So the Logies went back to their classic formula, which was Channel 9 giving out awards to itself. And so now it's on Channel 7. It's going to be Channel 7 giving awards to itself. So my prediction, David Kosh for gold.
Wow. Okay. Sports bet, there you go. Gamble responsibly. Tom, now, we've talked about your roasting of audience members and them kind of biting back at you. Now, you've done a few, like, celebrity attacks, I guess you could say. Is it hard being mean? Like, everyone expects you to be mean now all the time. Or is that something you go, you know what, fine, this is my zone. This is where I can absolutely excel.
Yeah, well, it's actually really easy. All you have to do is say all the things that you're thinking about somebody and pretend that it's comedy.
Has any Australian celebrity got upset with you? Like, I know Grant Daniel was a little bit sad that he didn't win the Gold Logie the year that you won it, but has anyone got genuinely upset at you?
I think people just get upset when they have no sense of humour. That's what happened, I found.
Okay.
Like, I remember Tracy Grimshaw got very upset when I won the Gold Logie, but that's all right. She just probably doesn't get comedy.
Yeah, no, you're right. And now she's retired. Yeah. So
she's finally understanding the concept.
It.
Yeah,
she retired because she thought, I have no sense of humour. I have to get back in touch with my fun self. So she's probably right now watching Hard Quiz at home on repeat.
We wanted to do something with you at the moment. So you obviously Hard Quiz is what's coming to the Geelong Arts Centre Friday night. There's two shows. I still believe there's tickets for the second show that people can buy. But we wanted to do something with you called Tim and Jess's Soft Quiz, and you have to pick an area that you believe you're very, I guess, knowledgeable in.
What would your expert topic be?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, all right, let's make it I'm just trying to think. How about regional Victoria?
Okay, cool. Regional Victoria. So what Jess is going to do now is, I'm sure you've heard of Chat GPT, Tom. Jess has formalized a pattern so that we're going to get some questions now specifically for you in this topic of regional Victoria, okay?
All right, here we go. Okay. It's already right. done it. ChatGPT, right. the it's, future.
Honestly, never do work again. All right.
What is the wow. name? This is the first question, Tom. What is the name of the world-famous scenic drive that stretches along the southern coast of Victoria, offering stunning views of the ocean and cliffs?
Oh, the Great Ocean Road.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Correct, Tom. Wow. I mean, that is handy that it's like just down the road from here. So that's great. So off to a strong start.
It's pretty soft, yeah.
What is the name of the largest inland city in Victoria, located in the state's northeast region?
Oh, it tells us where it is. Northeast region. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's tricky, actually, because I was thinking... See, so they're saying inland city. That's tricky because Geelong would be the largest regional city outside of Melbourne, definitely.
But it's definitely
on
the
northeast.
Coast. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so they're saying northeast. So I'm thinking they mean Bendigo, but I would say Bendigo's north of Melbourne. Mm. But maybe, I wouldn't say it's in the northeast. Maybe they're thinking Wodonga.
Tom, we're softly going to have to press you for a little to lock in an answer, but not hard, but softly.
Well, of course they said northeast. I'm going to say Wodonga.
Okay.
The answer was Shepparton.
Oh, right.
That is barely anyway.
The AI, of the city. The AI has not toured regional Vic like I have.
All right, the final question.
Final soft question.
What is the name of the historic gold mining town in central Victoria that played a significant role in the state's gold rush of the 1850s?
Oh, there you go. We're back on track now. That's Bendigo.
The answer's Ballarat.
Oh, no. I've got it wrong.
They said central. That's right. Ballarat's west. Bendigo is in the centre of Victoria. Ballarat's to the west.
Maybe don't use ChatGPT to write your questions, Tom.
No.
That's why we have researchers. I'm glad they still earn their money.
Okay. Tom Gleeson, Hard Quiz is on Friday, March 17th at the Geelong Arts Centre. You can get your tickets at geelongartscentre.org.au and you can watch the quiz on the ABC every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Thank you so much, Tom Gleeson.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, the accountability wars are up and running here at K-Rock. A few weeks ago, you got a piece of audio of me saying, oh, yeah, I could smash a whole box of donuts, blah, blah, blah. You made me eat as many donuts as I could in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Kept me to my word. Eye for an eye, baby. late last year on the show, you said this, and I've held on to the audio because I've been working behind the scenes.
You know that, like, that thing that people have in their head that goes, oh, I couldn't possibly do that? I have
doubt.
The opposite. I'm like, I could, if I put my mind to it hard enough, I could climb a tree. No worries.
Now, it's such a weird brag. Now, you're 31.
Yes.
You think you can climb a tree. Now, what, I have questions because tomorrow we're going to Live Wire Park in Lawn. We're doing a special show from 3 to 6. With you in a tree.
People have been asking, how big is this tree going to be? And I'm people. How big is the tree I'm climbing?
So, okay. Imagine if we drove out to Lawn, Jess, and you got up a meter in the air and you're like, I'm up in the tree.
Well, have I not climbed a tree? Yes. Tick. Done.
Jess. How high do you think you need to be going for you to keep your word?
I don't like a lot of heights. 3 meters?
Why were you yelling? That's barely a branch. That's barely... I could jump and touch that. No,
I'm not,
I couldn't.
I'm not like shimmying up the tree, right?
No,
like
no,
I'm climbing
it. Because at Livewire Park, they have harnesses. You can have a helmet. Mm-hmm. You'll be strapped in. There'll be like a full safety system. Because I wanted to make you climb a tree, just raw dog it.
Yeah.
Like go to a park, climb a tree. Legal department had big nose.
Yeah. Because so I would have fallen.
I've got the safest version of this in town. I think we've got to go high.
How high do they have? What's the highest tree they got?
Why have you forgotten the skill of English? How high? How high tree go? Tree go up? No, me. Me scared of up? No.
What's the biggest tree Live Wire Park have got?
I haven't got the exact meterage, but it's stories. Like stories tall.
Oh. Stories.
Well, it's like a ropes course. There's a flying fox. There's things to do.
Oh,
it's
God.
The kids. Jess.
I never did the flying fox at camp because I was always scared about the flying fox.
We could overcome fears as well. The accountability wars is turning into facing
just,
your fears.
Just face all of my fears in one time.
And look, I'm not like when we get there, You're not going to go up until the show starts at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You get up the tree. You'll be up there. I will probably join you for a point. Yeah. I will come up. And remember, you've done rock climbing, like in a rock climbing center before. You're fine. You remember how high you got?
Yeah, but there was someone at the bottom that was like helping
you. Yeah. When you get up, like it's all, like if you fall, you can't fall.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're going to get up there. We'll get you on a platform.
Again.
Normal show. Like we'll probably talk about the tree. Like we'll give the tree a name. We'll have a bit of fun with the tree. But you will still be doing a normal radio show, except we're keeping you accountable that you could climb a tree as an adult.
I don't think I've ever climbed a tree, ever.
Weird you said that thing a few weeks ago that you think you could do it now.
I know I could if I wanted to, but I don't think I've ever done it in my life. Like it's not.
What a massive phase you've missed out on your childhood.
I don't think I ever. Well, it was always that, again, at school camp, like when they were doing the flying fox or the giant swing, I was the kid who stood next to the teacher and was like, and you're next, Cynthia.
Oh, you turn into teacher's assistant. Yeah. You wouldn't do it yourself. Well, Jess, not only are you now going to be held accountable for the words that you say, but also maybe I'll play the role of teacher's assistant and I'll get you up that tree. And then you can see what it's like. You can look over across the beautiful Great Ocean Road in Lawn. Look over it out at the ocean, Jess.
Great.
And you can realise.
My two fears, heights and the ocean. Yeah. Excellent.
And you realise, never say anything out loud because I will pull you up. So tomorrow at Live Wire Park, we're doing a show, 3 to 6. Jess is in a tree. They have elevated adventure thrills in Lawn. And Jess, your thrills will absolutely be elevated because you'll be so excited that you're 3 stories up in a tree.
So excited.
Yep. See, you can hear it in her voice. She's keen as a bean. Or should I say as a tree bean, a root. Tree joke. You're on K-Rock. Whistling the way home,
listening to sun. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, on 52232955, I want to hear about your weird, unusual food combinations. Maybe you've been to a restaurant and you've seen it. Maybe you do this at home. I went out to a bar with my boyfriend Akshay over the weekend and I haven't been able to stop thinking about the cocktails we bought because it was hands down the weirdest cocktail I think I've ever put in my hand.
Right. Now, are you talking combination? Obviously, cocktail responsibly, if you're listening.
Of course.
Were you confused about the alcohol in the mixer or was it the garnish? What was it?
We were hanging out on Saturday night and my boyfriend Akshay was like, let's go try a new bar. Let's go somewhere we've never been before. I was like, excellent. I'm in. Yep. Give me 10 minutes to throw on a face.
Let's hit up Little Mallet, you know? We'll just go left to right.
And so I ordered my classic, my signature. I get a dirty marg everywhere I go.
Oh, I thought you were an espresso. Oh, no, you're off the coffee.
I'm
espresso
off the
martinis are in the bin. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up the C word.
It hurts my feelings. But yeah, no, unfortunately, I am not doing espresso martinis at the moment. I'm going with a nice strong margarita.
I really, again, we've been pulled up this, I think where were we at? At the edge?
Yeah.
And you asked for a fat marg and the girl who was serving you. I've never seen a more scared person.
Well, I was worried that we'd ordered the wrong thing because I went to the bathroom. I said to Akshay, grab me a fat marg. I'll meet you at the seat, right? And then they presented me with this drink, Tim. Can you see what's pegged to the side of the drink?
Looks like a leaf. A banana. Like, what is it, mate?
A little piece of beef jerky.
Great. Beef jerky and margs.
To the side of my margarita was just a square of beef jerky pegged to the side of the glass. Never seen anything like it
before.
Would
you prefer it to have been in the drink?
Well, I looked at Akshay because they brought the drink out first, my drink. Right. And I was like, okay, what did you order? And he's like, I ordered you a margarita. I was like, did you?
Maybe he said, can I have a fat marg with your beef jerky? He panicked.
And then his drink arrived. What's that, Tim? In his drink. I'm just showing Tim a picture of the cocktail.
Is that a snake, like a jelly snake?
It is a slice of Serrano ham.
I think I need glasses. I've really missed both of those things. So slime, okay.
And so we asked the waitress, we're like, what's going on here? What's the deal? Why the cold meats? Not complaining, love them, but why? And she said, oh, that's our new thing that we're trying where we're pairing like, a little light snack.
It goes well with it.
Whatever cocktail. And I was like, I have not been able to stop thinking about it.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, beef jerky pairs very well with a margarita.
Okay, cool. That's great.
And that's why I thought we'd do this. 52232955.
Okay.
You're weird, you're wonderful, you're wild food combinations.
I have one with mashed potatoes that gets a few eyebrows, but I dare you to try it. And same with chicken parmesanas with parmas. So with mashed potatoes, I like to mash tomato sauce into it.
Right. Okay, so you're a toddler.
Yeah, I know. But love it.
Yeah.
Try it. Don't knock it until you try it. And this one mostly gets a lot of hate because it happens in a pub most likely.
Uh-huh.
I like to, with my chicken parmesan, like a traditional parma, I like to get a peppercorn gravy and put that on top of everything.
Like still with the regular sauce and everything.
Yeah. And people go, weird. That's too much. What are you doing? Shut up. Try it. It's the best. But see, it's something that I'm passionate about that I've discovered. And that's whether it's throwing ham in a rum. Or beef jerky in a mug, you know. It's just a weird and wacky, wonderful food combo.
Well, we've got Sam in Cario. Sam, you've got a great combination that a friend at work has recommended.
When she cooks spaghetti bolognese and has it in, once she serves it in the bowl, she adds mayonnaise to it.
You should see Tim's face, Sam.
No.
I'm actually going to try it one day.
I honestly think it would work because mayonnaise is just egg, right? We're just blended some egg.
No, Sam,
so just
it's
chuck
strong.
That on top, and you're basically just mixing a carbonara into your bolognese. Easy.
No.
So, but I also myself will have toast in the morning for breakfast with Vegemite and a squiggle of honey on top.
Honey on Vegemite.
I could get into that.
Yeah, because you've got your salty and your sweet.
Sam, you're a connoisseur, mate.
Got the food groups in there.
Stick a ham in your rum, mate. You're good to go.
All right.
So that's a full deal.
Why not?
Sorry, Sam.
Why not?
What we have to say is stick a ham in your rum responsibly.
Responsibly, of course.
Because we cannot be promoting willy-nilly ham throwing with the service
the ham
of alcohol.
Is the problem in that sense.
Mayonnaise and spaghetti.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, over the weekend, my partner Akshay and I finally got to go and do our paint and sip.
Which, if you've never heard of it, essentially you go to like a fun little room. There's like an artist there that kind of gives you an outline of something to paint. I've done one with pets. I've painted your cat.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to a paint and sip where you paint your respective partner.
Yes. Now, there was options. You could either paint each other or you could paint a portrait of yourself.
Right. So you could... Oh, okay. Yep, sorry. I thought it was like you could paint the two of you together.
Yeah. Oh,
no. So you could paint yourself or the person you came with.
Yes. And so I decided, let's make it even more challenging. Let's go paint each other, right? So the class began and I realized in the nearly 5 years that I've been with my partner Akshay, we've never done anything this creative together.
Yeah. And painting, if it's not something you do regularly, it can be like a whole new experience for
neither of us had done it since high school. And back in high school, like, I always joke that me and Akshay would not have been together in high school.
Oh, it's always fun to like look back with you the person you're with and you go, I think you would have hated my guts.
We would have run in different circles. He was doing science and maths. I was doing art and drama, you know. So neither of us had painted since high school, but I had done a little bit more of it than he had.
Sure.
So when it came to simple things like painting the canvas background, I, you know, didn't throw a whole bunch of paint onto the canvas, things like that.
Yeah.
My boyfriend actually turned to me halfway through the class and said, I'm not enjoying this.
Ooh. Now, we did discuss last week when you said you were going to do this that the 99% of the people that go to this would have an absolute ball. Painting your partner is definitely ballsy.
Yeah.
But there is the 1% is huge. The 1% of offending the person you love the most and them going, is that what you genuinely think I look like?
You've seen the portraits, Tim. You can check them out for yourself at K-Rock Geelong and decide who did the better painting.
Oh, I don't think it's about who did better. I do have several questions and I also have a few statements.
We did get to a point where the last half an hour of the class was painting the details and Akshay turned to me and said, I'm over this. This is how my painting is finished.
So, first question.
Yeah.
And again, go look at the Instagram, K-Rock Geelong. Why are you both so sad?
Okay, so this is a great question. First of all, thanks, Tim. We were told not to draw smiles, like, because apparently teeth are really hard.
No, it's not the mouth. It's both of the eyes. Oh, the eyes are quite sad.
The eyes was because we were told to do a certain shape. But it's, we do look
maybe,
very sad.
Maybe because you've both kind of just done eyebrows directly over eyeball, and it's kind of just that blank, loveless, emotionless stare.
Can I say, I wasn't that offended when I saw the painting. I was like, he has done a great job. He's tried his hardest. And then we got home and we put them side by side at home and we had a little look at them and I said, did you paint me or did you paint your mum? Tell me that painting doesn't look exactly like his mum.
This is bad. This is bad for him. Well,
Tim.
I choose to say nothing.
He claims he painted me.
Yeah.
And now I think he's got a great Mother's Day gift for his mum. Honestly.
I don't think he loves you or his mum by the looks of it. Very, very unhappy person, whoever he's painted.
Weird, weird to go to a paint and sip and paint your mum instead of your partner. Just... Right.
No shame. I mean, well, some shame. Some definitely some shame.
Some shame.
Some shame. So that 1%, hey?
Yeah.
Just had to hit it.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, Tim. Today I have 60 seconds to guess the celebrity you have been thinking of.
Yes.
And I only have yes or no questions to get there.
Maximum of three guesses. The key to this game is they're probably in the news, but they're not the biggest part of the news in the celebrity world, because that would be too easy.
Way too easy.
Like, I'm not, I'll tell you right now, I'm not Hugh Grant.
Oh, okay.
Who made a bit of
damn, I was really thinking Hugh Grant.
Of himself at the Oscars on Monday. So... take your headphones off, Jess.
Okay, yep.
I'm going to let everyone else in on a little dirty secret. Today's celebrity is Lindsay Lohan. That was a nice song you heard. Oh, all right. Let's not take it out on the microphone. So, Jess, you got 60 seconds. Okay. Yes or no questions. Three guesses. Best of luck to you, mate.
Am I female?
Yes.
Am I an actor?
Yeah.
Did I attend the Oscars?
I don't think so.
Have I been in a movie this year?
Probably.
Am I also a singer?
You've sung.
Oh, okay.
45 seconds.
Am I American?
Yeah.
Am I over 30?
Yes.
Oh, God. Am I Hilary Duff?
Great guess, but
thank
no.
You.
30 seconds remaining.
Am I blonde?
No.
Am I brunette?
No.
Oh, okay. Am I Deborah Messing?
I don't know who that is. Remember, a celebrity that most people would know.
Yes, okay. Most people would know Deborah Messing. I'm wasting time. 15 seconds. Okay.
Semantics, 15.
Have I done TV?
Yeah.
And movies?
Yeah.
10
TV seconds.
Movies, singer, Meghan Trainor?
Oh, no,
she's
buddy.
Blonde. Damn it.
She is blonde. Today... you were Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, come on. Yes. Oh,
she announced, I believe, today that she's pregnant with her husband, Jess. I really thought that this was your week.
Yeah.
I really thought it. Herbie Fully Loaded. All the other things
I
she's done.
I went for Hilary Duff. I should have gone for Lindsay
and
Lohan.
And when you were on the Duff train, I thought, choo-choo, here we go. We're stopping off at Lohan Station right after Duff Central.
And I should have thought, she's the only redhead who's come to mind.
Oh, and then
you didn't know Deborah Messing.
Then you started going hair colours, and I was like, well, when she says red after blonde and brown, here we go. Again, the Lohan train is going on, and a lot of people, Jess, are excited that if she has twins,
the parent trap
could become a reality. And then she has to marry. So whoever her husband is, Beta Shamas, he's Dennis Quaid in this situation.
I mean, either way, if she has twins, if she has a little boy, if she has a little girl, it's going to make for a great Parent Trap reboot.
Yeah, Herbie Fully Loaded again, but with kids.
Yeah.
As well. Huge. Listening the way home, listening
to song. All new. All Triple Drive all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Something happened in my backyard this morning that initially left me a little bit concerned. It left me worried that I had a problem on my hands.
Uh-huh.
But I've been thinking about this all day, and I actually think I have a great opportunity. Now, this is very specific to you if you have a walnut tree in your backyard.
Very specific.
I know. That's why I said, Jess, this is very specific.
Okay, walnut tree.
Walnut tree. So.
Oh.
Okay. Here's what I walked out to. My wife this morning said, Tim, come and have a look at this. So I eventually get up, and I'm just wearing a T-shirt and my underpants, full Winnie the Poohing it right now. And I go out into my backyard, and my wife's like, can you see what I see? And I look out to our walnut tree, established, might I add. We don't own. I don't know why I'm bragging.
I didn't
plant it there. It's probably older than me. And at the top of our walnut tree, Jess, are about three or four cockatiels.
Oh.
And they are trying to access the walnuts.
Right.
And what I witnessed for the next 10 or so minutes was these cockies eventually getting the walnuts and either throwing them on the roof of my shed or flying away and dropping them like bombs in the backyard.
Oh, my God, you should take a little walnut cracker out there and blow their minds.
It can be easy. And initially I was worried. I thought, oh, no, is there a turf war happening in my backyard with this walnut tree? Are these cockatiels essentially dropping little walnut bombs on me and my wife?
Right.
Are they declaring, hey, these are our walnuts, and we're not afraid to get dirty?
I mean, technically they're your landlord's walnuts, but sure.
Yep, sure, fair enough, fair play. But then I thought, what if I can train these cockatiels to drop walnuts?
Wherever you want.
I was going to say on the kids that play netball across from my house. But yes, I could expand it to whatever I want. You could be walking innocently down Moorabool Street, Jess. Walnut. Where did it come from? You'll never know.
And you know what? People would never blame a cockatiel.
No.
They'd blame the bloody magpies.
Pigeons.
Oh.
Top of the blame list. So I'm thinking about quitting radio and becoming a full-time cockatiel trainer.
Is this possible? Because cockatiels can be trained.
They can swear.
Can?
Oh.
You actually do this?
Well, I'm hesitant to catch a cockatiel.
Sure.
I think we have enough mutual respect between myself and the bird.
You can show them a Google map and that.
Yeah. Show them a photo. Because, like, you know how the theory is with magpies, a magpie never forgets a face.
Sure.
If we put that theory onto a cockatiel and I show them a photo of you, and then sometime over the next few weeks, you're walking along the road, Jess, walnut to the head, you know that it's worked.
Right? I think you need to start off by befriending them. Give them a little peace offering. Yeah. Offer them some
$50,000.
I was going to say some cracked walnuts, but okay. Sure, if you've got 50 grand lying around, give it me some.
Well, I don't. I was panicking. I was going to start having to go, well, how am I going to get this money? How am I going to get this money to fund my cockatiel walnut army? But watch out, we're coming for you. I know normally like the opposition in war doesn't go, hey, going to invade, going to attack, but I have given you the blessing and the privilege to know that these cockatiels will be dropping walnuts all across town.
They're shaking in their boots.
Yeah, well, their feathers, but sure. Oh, wait, no, are we talking about the birds or the people?
The people.
Okay.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.